Vice President John Dramani Mahama has commended the private sector for its resilience in the face of economic challenges the country has faced. He said government will ensure prudence to avoid macroeconomic difficulties as elections approach. The vice president was addressing staff of the Coca-Cola Bottling Company of Ghana as it commemorates its 120th anniversary in Accra. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
The Coca-Cola drink was first started in 1886 by a pharmacist, Dr. John Pemberton, in Atlanta, Georgia, USA, where he sold it in a pharmacy. From humble beginnings, the company has evolved from one product, Coca-Cola, to more than 500 brands as of this year. In Ghana, the company has, through its foundation, supported many communities in the areas of education, health, environment, and entrepreneurial training. The Coca-Cola company will soon build a new bottling line to produce more drinks and employ more people. Vice President John Mahama described the company as a good corporate citizen because of its interventions in providing infrastructure and jobs for the unemployed youth. He said government appreciates the work of the private sector and will continue to engage them for increased productivity.
I have received several assurances when I've met delegations from Coca-Cola, and I'm happy that they have not only started but are integrating their production into the local agricultural economy. That is by creating the opportunity for local producers of agricultural products to be able to supply their products for some of the products that Coca-Cola market. And in that sense, I know of the alliance with Healthy Life, and I'm assured that that alliance is going to expand so that we can have more local farmers selling their product through Coca-Cola's and Healthy Life brands. It is by this kind of integration, backward integration into the economy, that we can rapidly bring more of our people out of poverty. Government will continue to engage the private sector in order to create the kind of environment that makes business profitable and viable for them.
The general manager of the Coca-Cola Bottling Company of Ghana, Conrad Van Niek, said the company will continue to extend humanitarian service to deprived communities in the country.
Ghana became part of the Coca-Cola history in 1956 when Leventis was franchised, and Coca-Cola was there to share the historic moments of Ghana's independence in 1957. Today in Ghana we are operating in two plants. We have six bottling lines. We employ about 1,000 people directly, and through our distribution networks and our customers, we estimate another 14,000.
The Coca-Cola company, through its larger Replenish Africa initiative RAIN, will by the end of this year build sanitation facilities including rainwater harvesters in two schools in Teshi, among other projects.